السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Thursday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat and Allah ta'ala take great work of deen from you, Mufti sahab. Alhamdulillah, the platform is yours, Mufti sahab. Bismillah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Welcome back, my brother Junaid Khan. Allah Jalla Wala grant me, you, all of us, Maha Salim Kareem, Siha Afia, Barakallahu Fikum to you, Maha Salim Kareem, for all the du'as. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 6th of Zulhijjah, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 35, Surah Fatir, and verses 36 and 37. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us the bounties, the favors we will enjoy in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, wa libasuhum fiha harir, and the garments and the clothing we'll be given there is made of genuine silk. Nothing compared to what this world has to offer. Everything in Jannah and Paradise is beyond our perception and comprehension. But in Arabic we have a law, al-ashya'u tu'rafu bi-azdadiha, things are recognized by the opposites. We know that, yeah, it's so cold now, so we know what is summer and winter, so we must know what is Jannah and Paradise, and we must know what is the hellfire, Allah forbid. Hence Almighty Allah teaches us chapter 35 and verse 36, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and those people who are sane and mature, and they opted and they chose willingly, nobody imposed it upon them. They said they reject the message and the messenger, they reject Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they reject the Quran Sharif and so many other articles of faith. لَهُمْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمْ, for them is the fire of the hellfire. So now it means that they will be roasted, toasted there all the time. Chapter 4, verse number 56. كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ. Every time one layer of skin burns, immediately another layer will be there to replace it. Chapter 4, verse 56 of the Noble Quran. That is for those people who worship idols, who ascribe associated somebody, something to Almighty Allah, the Jews, the Christians who are sane and mature and they die in that condition. Allah protect us. La yuqda alayhim fayamutu. Hence, no verdict will be passed against them so that they die. It will be everlasting punishment, everlasting doom and gloom, eternal doom, destruction for them. So Allah protect us. Therefore, now Fajr time, when we perform Fajr, then say, Allahumma ajirna minan nar, 7 times. Similarly, after Maghrib for Salat, say the compulsory prayer after sunset, 7 times, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. O Allah, you save us and protect us from the fire. The hadith in Abu Dawood. وَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنُهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِهَا, and nor will the punishment be decreased for them. Yes, it will be increased, but not decreased. And they, كَذَلِكَ سَمَلَلِي نَجْزِي كُلَّ كَفُورٍ. So this is how we punish all these people who are ungrateful. Me and you, O Muslim, O Muslimah, O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, we're supposed to be Shakur. Shakur, those who are very, very grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala for all His recurring bounties, favors which He's showering upon us. And the non-Muslim who rejecting the articles of faith, worshipping idols, saying Jesus is Son of God, Allah forbid. So they are kafur, the big, big non-Muslims who have unappreciating, unthankful, ungrateful to the bounties of Allah. Allah Jalla wa'ala gives you everything and you go worship and bow down and prostrate to somebody, something else. Where is your common sense? We know common sense today is not common. كَذَلِكَ نَجَزِي كُلَّ كَفُورٍ. This is how we punish every non-Muslim who does not want to accept the truth and embrace the truth. وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا. And there they will be shouting, screaming and so forth in Jahannam, the hellfire. You know today in the prisons and dungeons where they keep the political prisoners, Gitmo, Guantanamo bays in front of us, by the American regime, the dictatorship, the haramis, the Republicans and the Democrats, keeping our innocent brothers there in Gitmo, the hellhole. What about my sister, Dr. Afia? So what screams and shouting she's been through. So like that, worse than that, they'll be screaming, shouting and sobbing and everything else. There in Jahannam, fiha refers to Nar, the fire. Then they will cry, beg, beseech Almighty Allah. What will they say? Rabbana, it means Ya Rabbana. Oh, our sustainer, nourisher. Akhrijna, please, please take us out from here. Whatever actions you will tell us to do, we will do those actions. This is why they are already in Jahannam and the hellfire. Na'amal salihan, we will do all the good deeds, please take us out. غير الذي كنا نعمل, besides those actions we were doing and used to do, we will leave all the paths of ruin and destruction. We will choose the paths of righteousness. All this is lip service. It's like a person scoring goals after the referee has blown the final whistle. So yeah, also is similar to that. So it's just words and talk. So Almighty Allah rebukes, reprimands them. أَوَلَمْ نُؤَمِّرْكُمْ. What, did you not give you enough life? We gave you 20, 40, 50, 70, 80, 100 years. Did we not give you a long life? مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ. Where you could have received the admonishment and advices. مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ. For those who wanted to receive the admonishment. If you are sincere and you are a talib a sadiq and you are seeking for the truth, you have the quest for the truth, then Almighty Allah will guide you. But no, your pride, your arrogance, and you think your degrees will help you. No degree will help you. Everything happens with a degree of Almighty Allah and not with people's degrees. مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. And it came to you the warner, whether it was the prophets and the messengers, whether it was the glorious Quran, whether it was your Muslim neighbor, or person who warned you and told you, life is very, very short. Where are all the kings? Where are all the palaces? أَيْنَ الْقُسُورُ أَيْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. Where are all the people living in the big, big palaces? They all have been dispatched already to the hellfire if they died and passed away with kufr and shirk, with blasphemy and with nifaq and hypocrisy, and with kufr and blasphemy and shirk and polytheism. فَذُوقُوا. Hence stays the punishment. فَمَالِ الظَّالِمِينَ مِن نَصِيرٍ. For these zalims who are mushriks and non-Muslims, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. When a person ascribes somebody something to Allah, that is the worst, worst form of oppression and transgression. فَمَالِ الظَّالِمِينَ مِن نَصِيرٍ. Hence there is no one to assist the people who are the zalims and the oppressors and tinpot dictators. is. So our only help comes from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 22, verse 78, the last line of the 17 Supara, 17 Jews. Repeat that and read that abundantly. فَنِئْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَنِئْمَ النَّصِيرِ. Verily, Almighty Allah alone is the best protector, and He, Almighty Allah alone, is the one who's the best helper. So may Almighty Allah envelope us in His special mercy. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Chapter 7, verse 151. Oh, beloved Allah, admit us, include us in Your special mercy. Whilst You, Allah Jalla Wala, alone, You are the most merciful one to show mercy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, the 6th of Zulhijjah, 1445, GG, Gaza genocide, day number 251, and we present to you the views, news, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. So near northern Israel is burning. Well done, well done, Hezbollah. You are Shias, you are Kufar, but we salute you. Any person who causes harm to Israel, America, Britain, and so forth, so remember, we will salute them, because all of them are haramis. Their agenda is to wipe out Muslims and Islam. Yuriduna liyutfi'u nur Allahi biafwahihim. Chapter number 61, verse number 8. Their intention motive is to extinguish the radiance, the effulgence of Almighty Allah with their mouths and with their media and mass media. The more they try, wallahu mutimmu nuri. Allah Ta'ala lets His nur, radiance, effulgence of Almighty Allah and Islam spread throughout the whole world. Walau karihal kafirun, although the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. So northern Israel, 200 missiles fired in from Lebanon, from Hezbollah. Well done, well done. 17,000 children without parents there in Gaza al-Mubarakah. Can you imagine? Gaza has the greatest amount of people who are amputees, that either their hand is amputated, foot amputated, this amputated. All this because of the haramis, the Israelis, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, the most hated and detested people on the face of the earth, and cursed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Benjamin Netanyahu, BB, page Benjamin Ney, how many babies have you killed today, you harami, war criminal? So BB's government voted to desecrate the Torah. What they worry about Torah and all that? Their aim is just to stay in power and kill people. Now listen, the game changer. One side we got Hezbollah and Ansarullah, both are Shias and both are Kufar. Then on the other side we have another harami, but we like them. So who is that Putin? Putin says, you want to play? I'm ready. Russian nuclear submarine sail into Havana, Cuba. Can you believe that they're right on the doorstep of America with a nuclear submarine? Putin is not playing. I told you, you must know which horse to back, you see. So you must remember that we know what the harami is, but they are good harami for us. Anybody is there, they'll tell Biden, I'll shake you up and all your bowels will start working properly. You know his bowels are not working properly. So China scrambles for Zimbabwe lithium. Why were they going there to Afghanistan? They wanted to steal the lithium. Taliban, our Mujahideen, defeated all of them, the British, the Russians, and the Americans and their coalition. Now our neighbor Zimbabwe has lithium, and the Chinese are busy there. They're taking what they feel like, and they will build their airport and builders and all that for them. The Chinese are smart guys, shrewd guys. Coca-Cola now is distancing itself from Israel. They made the advert there in Bangladesh and tried to create the perception, impression, we got nothing to do with Israel. We as Muslims know that Coca-Cola, McDonald's and KFC, Starbucks and all these haramis were always supporting Israel. Oh Muslim, this is we asking your conscience. Istafti nafsak, istafti qalbak, abstain from all this. this. Our fatwa for so many years now, 15, 20 years, that these people, KFC and McDonald's and all that haram, even if it has that logo of halal, it means nothing, remember that. So Hezbollah is raining in rockets on Israel. That is what tells us, the Haaretz tells us. Hunter Biden found guilty, and his father, Biden Senior Joe Genocide, says he's very proud of his son that he kicked the drug habit, but he didn't look after his rifle. So how many people have to go for rifle repairs there? Trump has to go for rifle repairs. 34 charges of felony of serious crimes. Hunter Biden, there he busy with the prostitutes, gets a gun on false pretense and so forth, and false, you must remember, information supplied by him. So what will be the verdict? That is guilty, sentencing, maybe jail, maybe fine. But they'll give him a fine, they'll tell him he's a first time offender. And now big problems going on there, Republicans and Democrats. So the Republicans say the Attorney General is concealing that interview where Biden is told that he's an old man with a weak memory, so he can't even remember, and he's supposed to be the President of America. And the other side, you got Trump. So both sides, we got enemies and shaitans and donkeys, if you ask me. 49 people die in Kuwait, majority of them Indians and migrant workers. MBS meets Zelensky of Ukraine there in Jeddah, and he also met the president-elect of Indonesia there in Jeddah. 9 killed in Russian attacks on Ukraine, so things are getting hot there. The G7 conference is taking place there in Italy, but remember, they are one agenda. What can we do to stop Russia, and how can we help Israel, because they're losing the war? So that is what they discuss and so forth. Some German MPs have snubbed Zelensky. They say, you're wasting our time, and Ukraine is gone now. So they can, because Ukraine is also filled with a lot of natural, you must remember, resources, so therefore they want to help them. JJ, you remember JJ? Johnson and Johnson has to pay a fine of compensation of $700 million to settle the claims of misleading people. You remember all these names we told you is all haram? All these vaccines, now they're starting round 2, round 3, that you had that Pfizer and Pfizer, and we call them Pfizer. And you had Johnson and Johnson, and you had Dr. Foxy the Harami. He should be sent to jail or hanged, he should be. The home of the Jewish director of Brooklyn Museum, his home was vandalized. Very good, so you must remember that. They want to support Israel, we teach them a lesson. And they put their Hamas, you see, they wrote their Hamas. So these Jutlas must know wherever you are, that we will come for you. Anybody harms Jutlas, we'll stand with them, remember that. Cape Town Port, ADA, I thought you guys say you're running the best province in South Africa. So yeah, it has come, you must remember the world statistic. Cape Town Port is the last and the worst port in the world, number 405. They went to make a survey, check up 405 ports in the world, and they found Cape Town is the worst. Can you believe that? I always thought Cape Town was top, but now it's something else. DA, you better check that up properly. IFP officially joins the Government of National Unity. So this is what's going to happen, you South Africans. Tomorrow, Friday, you must remember, they will swear in the MPs, all the new guys, old guys, and those like Praveen and all these guys, they're retiring, Ibrahim Patel and all of them. Some are now kicked out also, Finnish and class. So anyway, they're getting their golden handshake and they're walking away. So the new government will look like something like this. It's not 100% confirmed, but that's what the political analysts are saying. ANC will be there, DA will be there, IFP will be there, and you will have one, two other Mickey Mouse parties, you understand, small parties, so we can call them the Mickey Mouse parties. And then on the opposition benches, you will have Zuma's party, that is the MK, you will have Malema's party, and that's EFF, and then you will have other smaller Mickey Mouse parties as well. So that's what it looks like, and so forth and so on. Listen to this news, all of you. This is now groundbreaking news. Let us give you a bit of history. Did you ever wonder why was Saddam Hussein, President Saddam Hussein, a shaheed, executed and so forth? He said, this is our oil. We can sell it for whatever we want to, in any currency we want to. So Americans went one side. The Shias hated him because he was a Pakka, 100% Sunni. And that is how they colluded, and then they executed him. And they said, it's an Eid present. I remember we were in Hajj for the Muslims. So now Yahya Sinwar is giving the Jutlas and the Christians a night Christmas present and whatever other present you want to say. So you must remember, because he said, I can sell in any currency. So Allah grant President Saddam Hussein a shaheed, Jannat al-Firdaus. We make dua for him. We make dua for President Hafiz Muhammad Mursi, Rahimahullah, of Egypt. And then the third character was Qaddafi. Not Qaddafi, it's Qaddafi with a zal. So Qaddafi, remember, he said, this is my oil, I can sell it what I want to. So now, remember, all of them got executed, killed, whatever it is, and so forth. MBS is going that road there. So he didn't renew the petrodollar agreement with the Americans and so forth on the 9th of June. So all that expired, and I can sell to whoever I want to. Saudi Arabia has officially jumped ship and left now the American alliance and joined BRICS. Now that infuriates the Americans, they go mad, you know. Why did you join Russia, China, India, Brazil, and South Africa, and so forth and so on? So, and we will sell oil in any currency or whatever they want to do. So now already, according to news sources, 3, 4, 5 times, there was attempted assassination against MBS. MBS will be very frightened to leave Saudi, let me tell you that. Yahya Sinwar is our leader underground in the tunnels there of Hamas, remember that. He says, let the war go on. We got Israel in the right place where we want them. That we've got the advantage, we've got the upper hand, and the world is seeing who the real terrorists are, murderers are, baby killers are, and occupying forces are. So Yahya Sinwar is a strategist, you know, and he got the tunnels. Nobody in the world can build tunnels like that. Allah grant him and grant Hamas and Jihad Islami complete victory. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin al-mal'unin ya rabbal alameen wa man wa'alahum. Ya Allah, decimate and destroy the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime and rogue regime of Israel. So then Argentina, South America, Buenos Aires, big problems there. Cars overturned and burned and all that. It's like a battlefield going on there. They got the president, he's in power 6 months, and now he wants to decrease the pension. He wants to take control, and the public are not having anything of it. I've been Argentina 6 times, I think, or more. So remember that it is a country beautiful, destroyed by politicians, and remember the inflation rate there currently runs at 250-300%. So a crazy, crazy place. For you South Africans, this is another breaking news. You know, we sent out our fatwa against that agent who's running a scam and so forth and so on, and taking the people for a ride. So yesterday, one old man contacted me, and then we spoke on the phone. So now I won't take any names. So let's just call him Baji. So I got all the information from him, and I promised him I'll speak about it now in the morning. So this person, yeah, they're all family members, right? So his family members went first time Hajj, the couple. You know how much they paid this agent? This is what the Baji, the old man, told me. They paid him 457,000 rand. Can you believe? Almost 500,000 rand they paid him. And then they were deported, you know, Sunday they landed, big problem, Monday they were back in country, South Africa. So remember, they're dealing with the police and so forth and so on and all that there. So he has paid this agent, paid some money back, about 1/4 or just about half or something already. I said, from our side, we will give all the news you want to the public. And remember, we want justice must prevail. And anybody else who was scammed by the same agent, So you just send a message there to the Epic Travel there. Yesterday their message went viral, and inshallah that we will then name them, shame them and nail them. So that is what we must do, whether it is Arab countries, MBS or MBZ or whoever, or whether it is non-Muslim countries, our own people who are really taking the people for a ride. This is systemic now. One, two times you can still say it's a mistake, but how many people is happening to? So remember those of you who were scammed by this agent, so just you see on the Vital group and so forth, all the addresses, people's names are there, so you will find all the information there and so forth. Tomorrow, remember the Hujjaj are going to Mina. So there, you know, the moon Sami saw the moon before the birth of the moon. So nevertheless, so they have decided, so that will be the first day of Hajj, that's Friday, Jumu'ah. Oh Muslim, me and you are not going for Hajj. Tell your brother, sister, uncle, auntie who are there, tomorrow you're going to Mina. Do you even know the meaning of Mina? Mina means the place where the blood was flowing and dripping. Remember that. That's why you got Qurbani there, Udhiya there, Hadi there, and you slaughter, sacrifice the animals there. You got Masjidul Khayf there, 70 Anbiya, prophets and messengers, read Salat there in that area, and Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Salat there in that place there. So therefore, but what is the meaning of Khayf? Masjid we know is a mosque, a place of sujood. Khayf, what does it mean? Khayf means from where the water rises. Allah sends His mercy to all these places, we must remember that. And for me and you, our tour starts tonight, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, there in Tongat. So contact Hafiz Naushad, Dr. Junaid Arbi, and mashallah, 7 o'clock is Jamaat, and inshallah, there'll be Qirat and Naat Sharif and Nazams and so forth, and Asma'ullah al-Husna, and our talk live on Radio Al-Ansar International, inshallah, inshallah on Sirius FM, and inshallah on Markaz Sahaba. So tonight, Tongat will be there, North Coast, 7 o'clock Jamaat. My brother Dawood Munli is there, mashallah, in the studio today. You know, our studio is there in Westwood Mall, next to the Westwood Mall, behind it. So there are two Grace Avenue, where the Musalla Abu Bakr is. So there, our studios are just behind the Westwood Mall. Our programs today, inshallah, is Thursday. So 8 o'clock to 8:30 will be Mona Zahid and brother Abu Bakr Rawat. And then 8:30 to 9 will be one of the Hajis, Mona Zainul Abidin. Mona Zahid will interview him from Mina, inshallah al-Aziz. And then we will have our fiqh program, 11 to 12. We'll discuss Qurbani and Eid, Salat and so forth, inshallah. And then 1 to 2, Tafsir of the Noble Quran. And tonight, Tongat, inshallah al-Aziz. Monana, we have 16, 17 minutes left, inshallah al-Aziz, for a quick Q&A. So, bismillah, let's start, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, Eid is approaching. Do we have to give Eid presents this Eid also?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ahadith are so wonderful, beautiful. He, the master Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught us authentic hadith in Bayhaqi. Tahaddu, give gifts to one another. Tahabu, that will generate mutual love. Fa innal hadiyata tuthibu dhagha'in. Because when you give gifts, then it will remove the malice, the rancor, the hatred. Hadith in Bayhaqi. Sometime husband, wife, you know, you say certain things. Oh, hubby, tell your wife, oh, honey, take this. It is my gift to you. And parents, give your children. Teachers, give your students. Neighbors, give one another. 100% you are going to sacrifice, you must remember. That is on Monday in South Africa. So even the meat you give, you can't sell the Qurbani meat, so you give out the meat, and it's a gift and a present to your neighbors, to your friends, and so forth. The Hanafi scholars give a wonderful fatwa here and verdict. They say that the Qurbani meat, Aqiqah meat, your baby is just born. So all that can be given to Muslim and non-Muslim, rich or poor. Remember that. Shafi's, Hanbalis and them say Qurbani meat must be given to Muslims only. So 100% we endorse that. Give gifts to one another. Remove the malice, rancor, hatred. Now on Monday in Saudi and all that, it'll be Sunday. So Eidul Adha. So people will meet and greet one another. But the bodies only mustn't meet. The hearts must meet, you see. Salim Karim will be in Ladysmith, I think. Molana will inform us. I'll be there in Durban, Moses Mabida, People's Park, inshallah, inshallah. So hundreds of people, inshallah, will be there. So we meet people. It's not only the bodies must meet, the hearts must meet. So that is why we have such great celebrations. And thank Almighty Allah for His ever-recurring bounties and favors.
Mufti Sahab, last week sometime you mentioned that Umrah will be closed. Is it permanently closed or just for Hajj?
No, just for Hajj. From then, from after to 1 week, 2 weeks, they'll open up again. And those of you that are there in Makkah, Mukarramah, Mina, Muzdalifah, wherever you are, already from today, people will be moving to Mina. Remember, people who want to go early, get a nice place and a nice spot and so forth. So, from the 14th, you see, according to them, from the 14th of Zulhijjah, you start Umrah again. Our mother Siddiqa bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhu, mother Aisha came, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in a place called Batha. O Muslim, O Haji, O Hujjaj, you should know all these places. So everything is done. Now it is time for departure. Do you know where is Batha? So Batha is there in Aziziya, where Dawood Mota is. You know Dawood Mota? Where Bin Dawood is, the Shisha branch. So that area there is called Batha. So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there on the night of the 14th, and now it's time for departure. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha came and crying. Ma yubkiki Aisha, why are you crying? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all these honorable wives, they made Umrah and Hajj, but I only perform Hajj. You know I had menses and so forth. He, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, told her, fine, you go with your brother Abdurrahman radiallahu an, you go to Tan'im, where it's called Majid Aisha, and go make a Umrah there. So lo and behold, she performed Ifrad Hajj, and then she made Umrah after the Hajj, and therefore you must remember her Umrah also was done. And once you, this is a fiqhi masla, a fatwa, you should know. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah also mentioned it. When you're going to perform Umrah after your Hajj from the 14th of Zilhijjah onwards, then Tawaful Wida falls away. That Umrah itself will incorporate the Tawaful Wida. How many things we can learn? Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Muhammad Zakariya, Sheikhul Hadith, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, wrote one of the best books on this topic, Hajjatul Wida wa Umratun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the farewell Hajj of the Master. He mentioned the Hadith of Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu, mentioned in Muslim Sharif, which has most of the details. And he wrote a whole book in 3 days, masterpiece in Arabic. And Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi, you know him well, Maulana Salim. So he translated it. Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah wrote the taqrees and the foreword there. And in the, I have both the Arabic and Urdu, alhamdulillah. There Hazrat Sheikh bin Nuri rahimahullah writes, is door ke sabse bare muhaddis dunya mein, the greatest scholar on hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sheikhul Hadith Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. And we saw these giants, we gave them mangoes and all that. What scenes, you know. Subhanallah. Allah Jalla wa la grant our akabi, the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus. Hadith in Ibn Hibban, even Sheikh Albani rahimahullah said his hadith is sahih. Al-barakah ma'a akabirikum. You will find the true barakah blessing when you follow your elders. Remember that. Allah give us tawfiq.
Mufti Sahab, if we buy Qurbani sheep but don't cut it within the 3 days of Eid, will I be sinful?
100%. So for what you bought it? Just to keep it in a zoo or what? So you bought the animal and then you don't slaughter Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So obviously you'll be sinful. Then Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith there in Ibn Majah, man wajada sa'atan walam yudahi, a person who has the means and he did not perform the udhiyah, the qurbani, fala yaqrabanna musallana, he should not even come near our musalla and for each salat. It doesn't mean he mustn't read each salat. It means that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is warning you, you are guilty of committing a major, major sin. So therefore you must slaughter it. The earlier you slaughter it, the best day after each salat. So go and slaughter it on Monday, sacrifice it. You know, if you can't for Monday, then Tuesday, you can't then Wednesday. Only Imam Shafi rahimullah says on Thursday you can slaughter it, that is the 13th. Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and Imam Abu Hanifa say only 3 days. Only Imam Shafi says 4 days.
Mufti Sahib, can trustees of a masjid prevent somebody from entering the masjid to perform salah even if he is a Shia?
So remember, if you are 100% sure that that person is a Shia and he's swearing, cursing, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Allah forbid, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an, our mother Siddiqa, that Aisha radiallahu anha, and he wants to come with his turba and stone and all that to make that, you know, suruk sajda and so forth, I call it balancing and alignment. So 100% as a trustee, you got the right there. Innama al-mushrikuna najas, so they are impure, so you don't allow them in the masjid, and then they want to make their propaganda. You go build your own place, go read in your house. So that kind of people, you're 100% sure they are Shia and so forth, and they're making all these funny beliefs and funny comments, then you got all the right to tell them you were not allowed here in this masjid, 100%. Therefore, all you trustees, you need to tighten up all your constitutions and everything there. You know how old your masjids are, masajida, 200 years plus, 100 years plus. So make sure you write there. Only those people will be officials, trustees, directors, whatever, who belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, people who are Qadianis, people who are Shias, people who are Aga Khanis and all this. None of them can be serving on that Jama'at. We need to make sure we make it, you know, watertight for future generations to come. So always think about that, honorable trustees.
Mufti Sahib, if we have two homes, one in Cape Town and one in Johannesburg, do we still read half salah, qasr, at the opposite destinations, as we only stay 5 days at a time at each place?
When I was teaching there in Darul Uloom, Newcastle, so that time we had 4 provinces, you see, Transvaal, Natal, Free State, that is, and Cape province, that's all. So I said, this masla is called Ta'addudul Azwaj. What is called? For Ta'addudul Azwaj, that I have 4 wives. Each one in one province, one wife. Example, I'm teaching the students. Now I want to teach you with Ta'addudul Azwaj, we have Ta'addudul Awtan. So Ta'addudul Awtan means that you consider all 4 places to be your house. So I go to Transvaal, I got my wife, so it's my house. I go to Cape Town, so that's my house. I go to Natal, is my house. I go to Bloemfontein, Freistaat, is my house. So everywhere I'll read full salat. So you, my brother, sister, you are there in Cape Town. You are there in Durban. It belongs to you. It's your house. So what intention do you make? If you consider this to be your watanul asli, that you say, no, this is my hometown. So hometown can change according to intentions. So you must remember that. You say Cape Town and Durban, both are my hometown. So both places you will read full salat. But you say, no, I was born in Cape Town, but I got now another house in Durban, but we only visit there 5 days, 7 days. So then, if you don't make intention of that, so Cape Town town will remain your hometown, and Durban you will read Musafir Salat, Qasr Salat, if you are staying there 5 days, 8 days, 10 days, according to Hanafis only. According to Shafis, Malikis, Hanbalis, if you go to a place and you are staying there for 4 days, 4 nights and more, 96 hours and more, so remember, you will read full Salat, is compulsory. So whether you want to say Durban is your hometown and Cape Town is your holiday home, or you want to say Cape Town is your hometown and Durban is your holiday, so it's all up to you, brother. What intention did you make? If you say both are your hometown, then both places you read your full Salat. If you say one is my hometown and the other one is just a holiday, and you don't want to consider that as a hometown, so then it just depends how long you stay there. If you stay there 14 nights and less, then you musafir according to Hanafis. You stay 15 nights and more, then full Salat. Majority scholars, Maliki, Shafis, Hanbalis, you stay for less than 4 nights, you musafir. You read Qasr Salat. You shorten the prayer for Zohar, Asr, and Isha. 2, 2, 2, like that. And if you're staying 4 nights and more, 96 hours and more, then remember, you'll read full Salat according to majority scholars. So that are the basic rules you should know.
Mufti Sahab, my mom and dad are both gone for Hajj. My dad has stage 4 cancer. If he passes away in Makkah, what happens to mom? Does she complete her Hajj, or does she have to come back to South Africa? She has no other mahrams there. When will her iddat start, Mufti Sahab?
MashaAllah, your parents are gone for Hajj. Tell them to drink a lot of Zamzam and Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, Ma u Zamzama lima shuriba lahu, that you must drink Zamzam and make all the good intentions. Allah, give me quwwat, taqat, strength, energy, stamina. I'll go to Mina, go to Arafat, go Muzdalifah, and perform the Hajj and everything. But if Allah Ta'ala wants, he or she passes away, say he, the husband, father passes away tonight, tomorrow. So remember, if it's first Hajj, then mummy must continue. And then after Hajj, she comes back. If it's Nafil Hajj, then she can come back before Hajj. But inshallah, it's first Hajj. Allah Ta'ala bless them all. Allah grant them Hajj Makbul. Allahumma jal Hajjahum Hajj Mabrura. Wa Sa'yahum Sa'yam Mashkura. Wa Zambahum Zambam Maghfura. We make dua for all the Hujjaj. Remember that. What hopes, aspirations they went for, especially first timers. So all of you also make dua. And if papa passes away, then from time of death the iddat will start, 130 days, and then no new clothes and no jewelry, no mendi, no henna. And after the Hajj, immediately she must come back. Remember, no going this country and that country, if it is a first Hajj and compulsory Hajj.
Mufti Sahab, my dad passed away and all of us received our inheritance according to Sharia. But a bombshell was dropped on us when my mother told us last night that our dad was not our biological father. Does our inheritance still count? Our real dad is still alive and in prison.
So yeah, let us get, you must remember the whole scenario properly. So it means that you were under the impression lifelong, basically, ABC person is your father. But what happens, it seems now, that you all were born there to your father, your biological father, and Allah alone knows, maybe he was involved in some criminal activity, and he's landed up in jail, and it seems to be a long-term jail sentence. So mummy then remarried and so forth, and you all grew up, you see. And you all always thought that this person here is, you must remember, your father. Now mummy told you that this person who passed away, he's not your biological father, but the shares and that are given. So remember, all that must be returned. You all are not heirs of that person there. We must find out who are his heirs, this person who passed away. So what must happen in this case is this, they just go back to the drawing board, we say, first, burial, funeral expenses, right? So that must be taken care of from his estate. All the debts he owes, so you must remember, so that can be sorted out. So now, very easy, this is what we can do. You all are two sons, two daughters, whatever. We will say that the amount you'll receive, if it is within the one-third of wasiyah, that he has bequeathed that, because you're not his heirs, so we can say that is what he bequeathed. But if it exceeds the one third, so all that must go back to the estate, and she, mummy, who you'll call mummy now, so she will receive. You must now, we don't know, does he have biological children or not? If he has biological children, then mummy's share will be 12.5%. If the deceased doesn't have any biological children, then 25% will go to mummy, and then everything else will go to the deceased brothers, sisters, if he doesn't have sons and daughters and so forth. But y'all will only be entitled to one third collectively, not one third. So if the estate is 3 million, so you, after all the burial, funeral expenses, that you're entitled to 1 million only. So that you can keep, but the remainder must go back to the estate and be given to the real heirs of the deceased. You continue making dua for mummy, and don't say why you hide it. You know, people go through a lot of issues in life. Make dua. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant everybody Jannat al-Firdaus. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.